Hello, and today I'm telling you the impact of the Great Barrier Reef dying, why the Great Barrier Reef is dying, and how long it will take to regrow. The Great Barrier Reef is dying, but we can still save it, so I'm going to persuade you to save the Great Barrier Reef. First of all, it takes up to 100,000 to 30 million years for a fully mature reef to form. The Great Barrier Reef is also predicted to die by 2050, which means if it dies, it will take up to 100,000 to 30 million years to form again. And without the reef, we will lose thousands of species of sea life, and that will make a big difference to our oceans. If our Great Barrier Reef dies, then millions of sea life will go with it. This means we will have a very empty ocean, and for us humans, it means less seafood. But not just less seafood for us, also for the birds. Most seabirds swoop down and grab their fish out of the water. But without the fish, the seabirds will starve. Losing sea life will also interrupt the food chain. My final paragraph will tell you why the Great Barrier Reef is dying. There is many reasons why the Great Barrier Reef is dying. This includes pollution, overall coral mining, temperature, the digging of canals, and rubbish. Also, did you know that 14 billion pounds of garbage goes into the ocean a year? And most sea life, like turtles, will eat it. Most turtles think that plastic bags are jellyfish, so they eat them. And when they do, they think they're fish. And they end up starving to death. So don't forget to recycle, reuse, and reduce. Hello. So in conclusion, the one beautiful and beloved reef is now dying, but it is not too late to save the reef and many sea life's home.
Hello, and today I'm going to tell you the impact of the Great Barrier Reef dying, why the Great Barrier Reef is dying, and how long it will take to regrow.
The Great Barrier Reef is dying, but we can still save it, so I'm going to persuade you to save the Great Barrier Reef. First of all, it takes up to 100,000 years to 30 million years for a fully mature reef to form. The Great Barrier Reef is also predicted to die by 2050, which means if it dies, it will take up to 100,000 to 30 million years to form again. And without the reef, we will lose thousands of species of sea life, and that will make a big difference to our oceans. Also, if our Great Barrier Reef dies, then millions of sea life will go with it. This means we'll have a very empty ocean, and for us humans, it means less seafood. But not just less seafood for us, also for the birds. Most birds swoop down and grab fish out of the water. But without the fish, the seabirds will starve, losing sea life and also interrupt the food chain. My final paragraph will tell you why the Great Barrier Reef is dying. There is many reasons why the Great Barrier Reef is dying, such as pollution, coral mining, temperature, the digging of canals, and rubbish. Also, did you know that 14 billion pounds of garbage ends up in the ocean a year? And most sea life, like turtles, will eat that and die. Most turtles think that plastic bags are jellyfish, so they eat them. And when they do, they think they're full, and they end up starving to death. So don't forget to recycle, reuse, and reduce. So, in conclusion, the once beautiful and beloved reef is now dying. But it is not too late to save the reef and many sea life's home.